the midterm elections are coming up in November, and in Missouri here, we certainly have the opportunity to flip a blue seat, a very blue seat, red, with Josh Hawley, and he joins us now to discuss his quest to defeat Claire McCaskill in November. Attorney General Josh Hawley, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thanks for having me.
So you secured a commanding victory in the primary last week, almost 60% of the vote. And I think the people had their voices heard in the state of Missouri. And ultimately, the goal needs to be to unseat Claire McCaskill. How are you feeling about that quest into November and the support that you're going to need in order to unseat Claire?
Well, I'm delighted to have the confidence of my fellow conservatives, the good conservative people of Missouri, who, by the way, are the majority of this state. I mean, this is a state that voted for President Trump by 20 points, and that is something that Claire McCaskill has not heard and has not listened to. And on issue after issue, she has ignored people of the state, whether it's conservative judges, whether it's building the wall, securing our border. That's what they voted for in 2016, but it's the opposite of what she has done. And that's why I've challenged her to come defend her record. You know, the people of Missouri deserve to hear from her and from me about what we stand for and believe in. That's why we should debate. And so I'm pulling a trailer, Annie, all across the state of Missouri. I've been in St. Louis. I've been in Kansas City. I've been in mid-Missouri. I've been in southwest Missouri. We've got it with us everywhere, challenging Claire to debate me anytime, anywhere. I even said, I'll pull it to the airport of her choosing, so she can just get off of her plane. I know she doesn't like to be far from her plane, but just get off that plane and come right onto the trailer, and let's debate.
So do you think that Claire McCaskill is going to participate in any conversations with you, or do you think she's just going to hope that the Democrats show up in November to put her back in her seat to basically block the president's agenda?
Well, you know, I think there is a little bit of a, or maybe a lot of a sense of entitlement here on her part. And what I've said is, look, this, she doesn't own the seat. This is the people's seat. And she's asking them to hire her again for a third term after 36 long years in politics. She needs to defend her terrible record and actually earn this and not just assume that she's entitled to have it. So I've so far accepted, I think the count's up to 7 or 8 different debate invitations. And I think she's accepted 0. So, listen, I mean, let's debate, and she needs to explain herself. She needs to be available to voters. She actually needs to face the people of the state, quit hiding behind the liberal hosts at MSNBC, and come out here and meet the people, and let's debate.
So new polls are showing that you're gaining ground on Claire McCaskill. It appears as though you're in a dead heat. How do you close the gap and get the confidence that you need going into Election Day in November that the folks in the state of Missouri, you know, Claire's record's pretty clear. We know what Claire stands for, and you're going to have to make the case to the voters come November. How are you planning on overachieving this gap or this dead heat to make sure that we have the confidence on Election Day?
You know, our support just continues to grow, Annie, and I have every confidence that we're going to win this race in November because the people of Missouri have had enough of the Washington status quo. They've had enough of the swamp. And unfortunately, Claire McCaskill is the face of the Washington swamp, and she's the face of Washington's failure. She's ignored the voters of this state for 12 long years now, never more so than in the last 2 years. She's personally benefited during her time in office, taking, $130 million subsidies. The news reports are that she and her husband have taken in their business, gotten rich while she's been in the Senate. You know, these are the kind of things that unfortunately happen all the time in Washington, but they should not happen, and they should not happen to Missouri senator. This kind of conduct is unbefitting a Missouri senator. So I think that we're going to win this race, and I'm going to hold her accountable for her record while we present an opportunity to actually get things done in Washington, D.C. Missouri deserves somebody who's going to go and work to accomplish the agenda they have voted for. And that's exactly what I'll do.
We're speaking with Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley, who is a candidate for that Missouri Senate seat currently occupied by Claire McCaskill. I'm telling you, I'm looking at a news organization's homepage right now, and I see Peter Strzok is out, and I see Omarosa's face all over the place. I see the word witch hunt. You know what I don't see? I don't see anybody talking about border security. I don't see anybody talking about health care. I don't see anybody talking about any of these issues that we actually send the elected officials to Washington, D.C. to affect. Do you think this president has a fair shake right now in Washington, D.C.? And how does your seat turning, if you take that from Claire McCaskill, how does turning that seat red help President Trump continue to do what the people sent him to office to do?
He's not getting a fair shake. Absolutely he's not. And worse, no, nor are the people of Missouri, who voted to actually secure the border, who voted to put conservative judges on the bench, who voted to get health care costs down, not skyrocketing. And the Democrats and Claire McCaskill leading the resistance, as she styles herself when she raises all of that big money from out of state, here they are trying to block what the voters of our state voted overwhelmingly for. And you know what? Missouri deserves a senator who's going to go and fight for the people and the will of the people of Missouri, and not for what the big money of her party tells her to do. So I'm proud to have the president's support and endorsement in this race. And look, I think the people of Missouri have been very clear about what they want to see accomplished in Washington. And above all, they want things to actually get done. Enough of this gridlock, enough of the partisan fighting, enough of the establishment nonsense from both parties. Let's actually get the people's agenda accomplished. Let's start by securing the border, getting conservative judges on the bench, and getting health care costs down.
When Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the socialist darling of the Democratic Party, came to Missouri to campaign in St. Louis and then was also in Kansas City, she kept saying that the people, her supporters, were telling her, you can't go there. These people aren't going to, you know, you can't take that message there. I'm curious what the Democratic Party in the state of Missouri does stand for. And if Claire McCaskill retains her seat, are you dabbling in supporting a vote for Claire McCaskill, a vote for this Democratic Party? Are you dabbling in the support of this socialistic swing of the Democratic Party?
Well, absolutely, especially when you have a senator like McCaskill who takes her orders from the party hierarchy. I mean, Andy, let's not forget, this is a senator who had to ask Chuck Schumer for permission to even sit down with Brett Kavanaugh. I mean, Missouri senators shouldn't ask anybody for permission to do their job. They should be leading, being independent, standing up for the people of Missouri. And you can just look at Senator McCaskill's record. I mean, a vote for her is a vote for open borders. A vote for her is a vote for liberal judges who want to take away Second Amendment rights, who want to force the federal government to help illegal immigrant teenagers get abortions. A vote for her is a vote for increased health care costs, out-of-control health care costs. It's her policies that are putting the squeeze on middle-class families who can't even afford their premiums. So her record, I think, is very clear, and the abysmal failure of her and her party is extremely clear, and that's why we have got to turn the page.
Mr. Attorney General, this is Tony Colombo. We did a story earlier today about the turnout at the primary this past week and how it was the highest turnout in almost 15 years at a primary. So that indicates, I think, the excitement that Missouri voters have for lots of things happening this election season. But I think none more important than this Senate race that you're in. We've had you've mentioned the president, the vice president here talking about how this is a national race and how they believe it's a very important race to the future of the country. Can you just elaborate that on that a little bit? How this is going to be a national race and how important is getting this Senate seat switched from blue to red?
Well, control of the Senate, I think, hangs in the balance, which means the future of the United States Supreme Court hangs in the balance. I think our security on the border is at stake. I mean, Missouri needs a senator who will actually stand up to secure our border, build the wall, put conservative judges on the United States Supreme Court and all of the other federal courts, somebody who's going to defend our Second Amendment rights, somebody who is going to work to get health care costs down and cover people with pre-existing conditions so they can afford it, so they can afford their insurance. I mean, every one of those issues is at stake this November. The Supreme Court, you see it the most clearly, I think, because all of the values and issues that we care about the most as Missourians, whether it's immigration, whether it's our religious liberty, those things are, whether it's Second Amendment, those things are at stake at the U.S. Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court hangs in the balance. It could well come down to Senator McCaskill's vote to confirm or not a conservative Supreme Court justice. So on issue after issue, what happens in this state in November is going to determine the future direction of this country. And I'm excited about that because Missourians, I mean, We have been overlooked. We have been taken for granted. We have people call us flyover country. Not anymore. I mean, our decisions now are going to set the course for the future of the country, and Missourians are ready.
Josh, how do you anticipate working with the senators who are currently in leading the Republican Party, Mitch McConnell especially, in the Senate, and how that would affect your ability to contribute and participate with your expertise? Where do you see opportunities to reach out with the folks who are in the Senate right now to get things done?
Well, getting things done, Annie, I'm glad you said that, because that has got to be the top priority. I mean, of the United States Senate, of the Senate leadership, they've got to work to get things done. And I've been very critical of Claire McCaskill for taking her orders from Chuck Schumer, for asking him for permission to even sit down with Brett Kavanaugh. And I can tell you right now, I'm not going to ask for permission from anybody to represent my state. I'm not there to work for any political boss. I'm not there to serve any party establishment. If the people of this state send me to Washington, I will be there to represent them and to fight for them, period. End of discussion. And that will be my focus. And I think that we've got a tremendous amount of work to do, beginning with getting good conservative judges on the bench, beginning with securing the border, building the wall, and getting health care costs down.
Fantastic. Well, Attorney General Josh Hawley looking to unseat Claire McCaskill. We are very much so looking forward to watching the next few months as they unfold and following your campaign. So you can follow him on Twitter at Hawley Moe. And what's the best website for people to check out?
But people can visit us at joshhawley.com. And you spell that last name H-A-W-L-E-Y.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you soon.